We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Should we give away Riptide tickets here right before I bring on Omar?
Let's do it.
What do you vote for?
Daylight.
Have you checked in on your dad? Because the outer bands of the hurricane are probably reaching where he is.
I ain't none kidding, Randy. We're crowders, man. Survivors.
Don't jinx them, man.
Hey, come on now. I can call that. Randy will walk down 95 back to Florida. Randy Crowder, what the hell are you talking about?
Let me give away these tickets to Riptide before we bring on Omar. Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 30th through December 2nd. It's an unbelievable lineup. I'm so excited for it. While you're there, you could stop by the Yuengling Twin Peaks Sports Bar. They'll be showing college and NFL football all weekend, so you won't miss a play. Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, sponsored by Rip It Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum. Please drink responsibly. And Nova Southeastern University. Now, you can get tickets and info at WQAM.com. We're going to broadcast live that Friday, November 30th. I love the lineup. Lisa, Sheila E., Baha Men, Sugar Hill Gang, and the Jacksons.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Play, you have that Jackson sound one more time. This is the Jacksons announcing it themselves.
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
I'm Jermaine.
Marlon.
Jackie.
And I'm Tito.
And we'll see you at the beach.
At the Riptide Music Festival.
November 30th, Fort Lauderdale Beach. See you there.
Yes, you will.
They're going to kill it.
And then Saturday and Sunday, I mean, Sugar Ray and Collective Soul Live 311. It's just an unbelievable lineup. So we'll give away a pair of tickets now to caller 5 on the contest line. 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. 0560, caller number 5, gets to choose a pair of tickets for either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's your choice. Okay, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Omar Kelly is brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. And there he is. Hello, O.
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Sheila E. You got me intrigued.
Yeah, I was playing some Sheila E. for Falero because he's never heard her before. She's got some good songs.
Oh, man. She's a legend. She was Prince's right-hand woman for a little minute.
That is correct. Dolphins-Jets on Sunday. This takes on a whole different meaning, right, with the Jets' performance on Monday night?
I'm not being fooled by the Jets' performance. I mean, I think that was more the Lions. I watched that whole game. The Lions just look horribly bad, and like a team that was breaking in a new coach, learning new schemes, and really Matt Stafford was pressing, and he clearly was throwing interceptions. So, but they played well. They played like a Todd Bowles team, physical, tried to own the line of scrimmage, wanted to run the football. The question is, you know, can the Dolphins match that?
And, I don't think the DBs got tested. Rashard Matthews, he was out there. The young boy, Corey Davis, they didn't even try to go deep, and then Mariota gets hurt, and now they just totally shut it down. But this week, man, if I'm looking at this right, tell me if I'm wrong, you have a quarterback playing in the second game. You have to blitz the hell out of him. Therefore, you have one-on-ones in the back end. Can our DBs hold up? Because I think that game plan is a hell of a game plan if our defensive backs can hold up.
The Anderson kid, I'm not really certain that you want to not – cover him without safety help, even though I believe in Xavier Howard. He's got a lot of speed. But certainly, you're going to want to confuse, disrupt, make him uncomfortable. So that's going to require you to blitz, and especially that he doesn't have any scrambling ability like Mariota did. I think that was part of the reason why they didn't aggressively blitz the Tennessee Titans. But, you know, this is an interesting matchup just because a lot of people, there isn't much of a book on Sam Darnold. And, you know, just talking today to Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, and Bobby McCain, Bobby basically admitted, yeah, it's a challenge to scout him. Hell, I got to go back to USC tape to see what he did well. And Matt Burke was talking about how, you know, they rely on their scouting department to talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of the quarterback. And the reason why you do that is because you can't really tell anything based on what he did in the preseason in one game. So, you know, I've always said with this with rookies, it's way too early to crown them, even though Jets fans have crowned Sam Darnold like they crowned the last four quarterbacks that they've had. It's impossible to tell who a quarterback is going to be until a defense has about five games on them and teams have figured them out and one team has put together that blueprint that says, hey, this is the way to attack him, and then everybody follows it. Once they do that, then you see how that young quarterback counters, and the counter is really the ultimate test.
And another defensive back question, but we were talking about it earlier in the week. Why isn't Rashad Jones get the respect that Eric Berry or Earl Thomas do? Why don't people look at Rashad Jones as a great safety? Because it's always we always seem like we're surprised when he goes and has a game like he did Sunday, two interceptions. Like, but we're like, oh, that's right, Rashad Jones is a Pro Bowler. Why is he disrespected with everything he's done?
I think because of the franchise that he plays for. If you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Seattle Seahawks, they're in the playoffs. Rashad's been in the playoffs 1 year out of his career, and he wasn't even playing that year. You know, no disrespect to Rashad, but, you know, you get a bigger name, a higher profile when your franchise wins. And Rashad, without a doubt, if you've been here in Miami, you know he's one of the top playmakers. I make the argument that Rashad Jones, when his career is over, he will be a Ring of Honor, you know, Dolphin. He's been that productive, probably arguably up there, one of the best safeties in franchise history. The problem is he's not getting any national recognition, but every opponent knows Rashad's going to produce big plays. That's what he does. He's, you know, they call him G5 for a reason, because he's a big-time playmaker. Now, the question to me is, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Rashad improvises a lot. Rashad takes gambles a lot, and that's on everybody else to sort of compensate for it. In doing so, he produces big plays, but at times he also leaves, you know, defenses out to dry and you know, questionable coverage at times. And to me, it's not about the big plays. It's about tightening up and owning up your responsibility and then produce the big plays. But there's a great balance with Rashad, but I think he's definitely an elite player in this league.
Omar Kelly is with us from the Sun Sentinel. Did I see you tweet earlier today that Devontae Parker looked good?
Yeah, he actually caught. He ran real routes and caught a 9 route. He looks like he looks like he's ready to play. Now, would I put him on a fantasy team? I know I don't give out fantasy advice, but do not draft Devontae Parker. I mean, do not play Devontae Parker. Whatever you folks do in your PPS league or PPI league, he's going to be out there, and he's an important element in the offense. But they're fine with what they have with the Smurfs, so they're good. That's the reason why, Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson were both added this offseason. It's because they knew that at some point somebody was going to go down, and they need to be able to make sure they can continue with the progress that they were making as an offense. And Jakeem Grant and Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson, they're fine. They don't need Devontae Parker, but he's definitely going to add an intriguing element, especially against teams that like to use press coverage.
Omar, now you didn't sell me on Devontae. You just said, this is your words, Omar. He ran routes and caught a 9. That my son can do that, Omar. Like, is he going to really steal reps away from Kenny, who balled, Jakeem, who balled, you know, Albert Wilson, who was going back and playing running back in some sets? Like, they were doing a lot with those guys. I think Devontae needs to sit on the wood a little bit and heal up.
I would agree with you probably for one more game. He'd have to really prove that he's healthy and ready. I'd have to slap his hand a couple of times and not see him wince, because, you know, defensive backs, you know how dirty you play, Travis.
Mm-hmm. I would bite his damn finger. Which finger is that?
Yeah, you're looking for – Crowder would be slapping hands all game long. I know how you play, Crowder. I wouldn't play him this week, but they have enough at wide receiver. They don't need Devontae Parker.
Omar. There was a receiver from Tampa I bit on his ankle because he had a little rap on there. I had to teach him a lesson.
Doesn't seem nice.
I forgot his name from LSU.
Omar Kelly is with us from the Sun Sentinel. Jets Dolphins Sunday. What do you think?
I think this is their opening stretch of the season. The first three games are going to be against physical teams, and really, this is about.
Nope.
I do believe that they have the physicality to match up with the Jets. Now, the question is, can they bring it? William Hayes is playing with an injured finger. He's in a cast. William Hayes is a very important piece and a very important player in my mind, especially when it comes to stopping the run. And that's really what you're going to have to do against the Jets. But I predict that they'll win. I really do think that we're seeing a difference in Ryan Tannehill. We're seeing him sort of grow up and become that Alex Smith type of player. Now, the question is, can he deliver consistent performances? You know, his career rating, passer rating against the Jets is 72, which is not very good. Might be the worst in his career. So that's something certainly to be monitored.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
Always enjoy talking with Omar leading up to a Dolphins game. By the way, the reason I needed to end there with him is Don Bailey Jr. is coming on with us. And DBJ, we always end up going long with him. I want to make sure we have enough time because we've got to go over the lines that he did with us last week. We've got to give him some new pop culture lines to throw in this week's broadcast at Toledo. And I do want to hear from him about these Toledo Rockets because I don't know much about the football team.
This isn't a cupcake game, I guess.
Especially with the article I just read. Like, they are going to be amped. They are going to be, I mean, this would be the biggest. Like, if Miami just coming to Toledo is a big deal, could you imagine if they beat Miami?
What if it's a close game?
Even a close game.
What if it's a 4-point game with 5 minutes left?
Not feel good for Miami fans.
Y'all got to come out and whoop some tail.
We talk a lot of Dolphins there with Omar. Let me give you the injury report as long as we have a moment. Brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Looking at the Dolphins injury report, Danny Amendola didn't practice yesterday. He did today, full participation, so that is good. John Denny, the long snapper, limited yesterday and limited today. Frank Gore did not practice today. It says not injury related. We know what that's related to. Birthday candles. William Hayes, full practices yesterday and today. Juwan James, full practices yesterday and today. Devontae Parker, as we just mentioned with O, limited practice yesterday, full practice today. Josh Sitton did not practice yesterday or today. Laremy Tunsil, full practices yesterday and today. On the Jets injury report, Neville Hewitt did not practice. Who knew that former Dolphins linebacker Neville Hewitt was on the Jets? Did you know that?
I trained him. That's why he's probably, on the team.
Terrell Pryor, he had a full practice today. There you go. That's the injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Don Bailey Jr. next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, Dirty, what? Look at that girl right there. Oh, she makes me say,
oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, hey. Do what you do.
I like the way you do that right there.
Right there.
Switch your hip when you walk and let down your hair.
Down your hair.
I like the way you do that right there.
Right there.
Make your lip when you're talking. That make me stir.
I want to hear the Don Bailey Jr. mix. Do you have that anywhere?
I like the way you do it right bar. Bar. Like over there. I like the way you do it right bar.
Bar.
Like over there.
So bad. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood. Buy now, save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network, and he is right there on the phone line. Right there, not there.
Well, you
You got to remember now, my origin is from Georgia. Georgia's bar.
Well, what are you, a pirate? Thar. Thar she blows. It's thur.
Thar.
What are we giving DBJ for his performance on Saturday? Like, what grade, what letter grade would you give him, Crowder?
I got a B.
B?
Yeah, I think
I'd give you a B as well. I don't think it was your A game. You had some effort on some of them. All right, we'll get to it in a second. We've got some.
We have to.
We've got some stuff lined up for you, and we want to hear about last week. But let's talk a little Miami Hurricanes here. You got the Hurricanes game on Saturday. Is it a noon kickoff?
High noon kickoff, which means we'll be home by 9 o'clock, which is nice.
Yeah, hopefully home with a victory. I read in the first segment of today's show an article about what a huge game this is for Toledo. I didn't realize that this was like the best football team to come to Toledo in forever. Did you know that?
I knew that. When the Canes go on the road, yes, it's going to be a big one. And plus, they're expecting, how often do you hear this in college football? Over capacity crowd. Now, capacity, there's 30,000, but you know, they're gonna probably have 35, I hope, and there it'll be packed.
DBJ, is it a bad look? I don't want to sound like a hater, but does it look bad that top 10, you know, a team that wants to be that's going to Toledo?
Well, I don't know if you saw the article, but it was explained this week in the paper pretty darn good. In a perfect world, Miami should not be going to Toledo. In a perfect world, Miami should be writing the $1 million or $1.5 million check and having Toledo come here. And Miami, unfortunately, is not in a position to always write those checks to do this. So what's left to happen is you do a home and away series, and it's all financial. So Miami, in the perfect world, we should be playing Toledo at home. That would give us a 7th or 8th home game, if you could work it that way. And everything would be like a lot of the teams in the Southeastern Conference or the Pac or the Big or wherever else you are. But being an independent, that has turned out to be one of the things that Miami has had to do over the years, especially when these games used to cost you $300 or $400 or $500. Now they're up to anywhere between $1 million and $1.5 million.
Give us the scouting report on Toledo. What do you know of them?
Outstanding core of wide receivers. They got three receivers that could start for most people in the country. Maybe not all three at one time, but every team in America would be happy with those three receivers. They've got a new quarterback. The guy they had last year, Logan Woodside, I guess it was, he threw for about 350 on Miami. He was a 7th round pick to the Bengals. And I don't know if he made the team or not, but he was an outstanding football player, and combined with the receivers that are left over, I think they're going to throw the ball around. Even though they like to try and run it, I think they're going to try and throw it. They're successful at throwing it, and they have scored. They had 600 yards on VMI, and in 2 years, I guess, under this head coach, this new head coach that they've got, who's going into his third year, I think they've had over 500 yards of offense a half a dozen times. So they'll put up points, and they'll do the best a MAC team can do. And there's a lot of things I learn about these guys is there's a lot more talent in that conference than people give them credit for nationally. You know, they got about 5 or 6 guys from the state of Florida on there, and two of them are starting right now. There's a young man from Jackson starting. There's a guy from, I don't know what it's called, Ruskin, Florida, in the middle of the state or towards the center of the state. And there's a couple guys that, you know, can run with anybody.
And DBJ, should the Canes fans be a little more concerned just thinking about this simple point that Toledo scored 30? That was the third most points scored on the last year Canes, the team that led the nation in turnover Canes, and now minus Malik Young with the neck injury, minus Chad Thomas, Norton, McIntosh to the draft. I would say this defense isn't as good as the defense that gave up 30 to Toledo. Does that give you any concern?
Yes, it does. To answer your question directly, but the quarterback is different. So I don't think they're as good at quarterback this year as they were last year. And just like Miami's missing some key guys on defense that would make the defense a little less potent than last year. But the thing you got to remember is Miami just came off, I think it was a 20-day layoff. I think that had a big impact on how Miami performed in that game, or at least I hope it did, because that was the first game after the hurricane shut down. So I think it was 20-something days between games, Miami, and they were gassed. They tell you that was an early kick. It was hot. Miami lost a little energy, and then they finally got it together and truly dominated the second half. But you fumbled. Typical rules of the road. You fumble it. You make mistakes on special teams. You lose the turnover battle. You have lose the penalty battle. It will be a long afternoon. Should Miami win the football game? Yes.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. Again, noon kickoff on Saturday. You'll hear the game right here. Before we get into our nonsense here, is there anything that you take away from a 77-0 win over Savannah State, or it's such a lesser opponent that you can't learn anything?
Well, I take away that you got a chance to see three quarterbacks that you wouldn't have seen, right? You get to see Nikosi Perry, and the fan base has been hollering and screaming and ranting and raving to see him last year and so far this year, of course, and you saw him, and I think he did a good job, but he looked like a redshirt freshman in his first game. And he threw an interception, made some other good throws, and he needs game experience. And all three of those quarterbacks, it proves that you can knock a guy all you want, but until you got to go in there and run that deal as a quarterback or run that deal as a safety, and you're on the field and it's a game and it's real-time speed, it's a whole other deal than what you're used to at practice. So I like seeing the other quarterbacks, and I think that they've got to continue to get in the game because it's the only way. Now with the four-game redshirt rule, you've got to really try and play everybody at least those four games, so you can have them gain some experience, and then you can still redshirt them.
And speaking about that, with all four playing, did the depth chart move? If Malik was to strain his calf, is Cade going in second in this game and next game, whenever it happens, is that quarterback depth chart set?
You know what, Channing, I got to tell you, I think it's exactly what you saw this week. It's exactly what you saw last week. I think that Perry would come in, and then it would be Cade, and then it would be Williams. I think that's the sequence this week, and I didn't even look at my two or three deep that came with my notes yet on that position. But based on what I saw last week, that would be what it would be again this week.
All right, let's quickly recap what you did last Saturday during the broadcast. We heard the chingy right there, which you turned into right thar. Give us another one of the calls that DBJ did last week, Valero.
We have the meat.
All right, here's how you did it.
Burns in the backfield with Weldon. Gives it to, no, Weldon keeps it. He's at the 10. Weldon far side, cuts right at the 5. And Weldon torpedoes into the end zone for a touchdown. 16 yards for Weldon with 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Miami leads it 48-0.
We have the meats.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. It did perfectly. There was a pause in the action. Joe Zagacki had called his call, and you throw in we have the meats. It was perfect.
Thank you. Do you realize how much pause there was after I said it? You had no idea.
It was excellent. Now, what's one of the other ones that we gave DBJ?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Snap comes back. Oh, Silvera blocked the punt. It's picked up by Patchett at the 10, at the 5, and Patchett runs in for a touchdown. Silvera blocked it. Patchett scoops it up and runs it in for a touchdown.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem has nothing on our Hurricanes.
He had a very gravelly, wickedly, and then you got Adele Dazeem wrong. What happened there, DBJ?
Well, I was just trying to do what he got wrong. You know, I was improvising the whole feeling there.
I got you. Make it more wrong.
Exactly. Wrong.
Okay. All right. Now that I have some explanation, it makes sense. All right. Yeah. What's the final one?
Kiki, do you love me?
All right. The Drake song, Kiki, Do You Love Me? Here's what happened.
This guy who is 6 inches away gets it wrong. That's kind of embarrassing. What do you have to say about that?
I'm speechless. Well, I could say, Kiki, do you love me? I could say that.
Now, what happened there? I don't understand. You rushed it. Kiki, do you love me? What happened?
Well, normally, if you've been a listener for 20 years, normally Joe takes on the referees and the calls himself. And this is the first time in a very, very long time that he even offered me to share an opinion on an official. So I was.
So you were genuinely speechless?
I genuinely was speechless that he wants me to get involved in what he does best. So, and I was speechless on the call. I mean, on why they would even make the call. So I figured I'd hit him with a little, Kiki, do you love me?
All right. But why do you make it so fast? Kiki, do you love me? Why? How come you didn't give a little swag to it? Kiki, do you love me?
Well, just the tempo of the game.
Man. Oh, the tempo of the game. Oh, now I got context for everything. I'm going to give you a B+.
Okay, good.
All right. Here's some suggestions that we have for this Saturday's broadcast. You familiar with Trick Daddy?
Of course, yeah. Everybody knows Trick Daddy.
So Trick Daddy did a little rant. Have you seen that FSU turnover backpack?
You kidding me? Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing, right? It's embarrassing.
I want Channing's input on the backpack.
It's ridiculous, DBJ. I think they should put a poinsettia in it. Make it like a little, a little design. Make it cuter.
Like a planter.
Yeah, make it a little planter.
I'm going to get my niece one.
That's who it's made for, your niece. That's exactly right.
And Crowder was pointing out to me, too, like, you know how everybody wears the turnover chains at Hard Rock Stadium? Like, you can't even bring a backpack into any stadium. So, Doak Campbell, a billion people are walking in. No one can wear their turnover prop.
You know what? You're right about that.
It's ridiculous. It's so flawed.
It got to be clear, doesn't it?
It's so flawed. Yeah. It's flawed on every level.
BBJ, this Willie Taggart wears a whistle on the sideline, turnover bat. What the hell is Willie doing, man? This dude's crazy. I love it. I love it as a Gator fan.
Now, do you realize they haven't been wearing whistles for 20 years in football?
I mean, it's crazy. He's a throwback.
And never on a field.
And
never.
If he blows the whistle, the refs are going to throw a flag on him. There's no reason to even have it in his pocket.
You know what? I'm wearing a whistle in the booth.
I think you should. All right. So anyway, Trick Daddy went on a little video rant about Miami's turnover chain and the lameness of FSU's turnover backpack. Here's one of the lines from Trick Daddy.
The turnover chain, the big chunk. The big chunk. So, see that thing, chunk.
So that's fine. So when the turnover chain comes out the first time, you can do it just like Trick Daddy. The turnover chain, the big chunk, the big chunk.
I like it. Yes.
You can do
that.
Right?
That anyway. I would do that anyway.
But do it exactly like Trick Daddy. Can you play it one more time, Flair?
The turnover chain, the big chunk, the big chunk.
You got to get
you.
Chunk.
The turnover chain. The big chonk. The big
the
chunk.
Big chunk.
Yes.
Big chunk.
There we go.
You got it?
The big chunk. Yes.
All right. I think he's got it. I think he's got
the
that
turnover
one.
Turnover chain. The big chunk.
But then one more time. The big chunk.
The big chunk.
Right. Right.
I like this
right.
one.
Now, there's one more line from Trick Daddy at the end of that video rant. He calls the FSU turnover backpack, Fookie Bookie. Have you heard of something being Fookie Bookie?
I haven't heard Fookie Bookie, but we're going to save anything that goes with FSU for 2 weeks. So I know we got plus.
Well, which is fine. That's fine. Because when you see the turnover backpack, hopefully you don't, but if you do when they're playing Miami, you could drop a Fookie Bookie. Play what Trick Daddy said.
Fookie Bookie.
Fookie Bookie.
I got to Google that. Make sure you're not making me sound something that'll get me fired.
It's pretty bad.
No, it's fine.
Don't look on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, yeah.
Here's Jarvis Landry. He made that impassioned speech during Hard Knocks to his Cleveland Brown teammates.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
I would say that anyway. It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
Yeah, make it bruh, though. Can you make it bruh instead of bro?
No, that won't happen because I say bro a lot.
Right. But just for this one, bruh. It's contagious, bro.
He got bruv.
He did get bruv. Yeah, you did bruv.
Well, you're right. I did do bruv, didn't I?
It's contagious.
Well, you got to make sure you put that bra, and when you send me my notes, it's big dark letters.
B-R-U-H, bruh.
But it's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
But that's, you got to get his inflection. It's contagious. And you could even say it's contagious, Joe. It's contagious, Joe. It's contagious.
That's how. That's it. Thank you for letting me bring him in a little bit. Thank
All
you.
Right. All right.
I know you have. You were very strict on that for a couple of years. You know, now that I can integrate him into that conversation, that'll be good. Yeah.
Here's something you could drop on Joe Zagacki when he gets mad at the officials.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich. You getting mad? I'm getting rich.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich.
Okay.
Or let's say, like, one of the Toledo Rockets, the coach is, you know, throwing a tantrum on the sideline. And you go, oh, man, you getting mad? I'm getting rich.
You getting mad? I'm getting rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I like this
He's
one.
Got it. He's got that one.
Locked in.
What's this one from? This is from, you ever see the Friday movies?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. This is a fairly long line, but if you can work this into the broadcast on Saturday, it will be money.
I got the only house on the block paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
I got the only house on the block paid for. That's why I'm the king around here.
Maybe I should say the cane around here. What do you think?
Well, that's why I'm the cane. That's why I'm the cane around here.
I like it.
That's excellent. That's a fair audible right there. You think you can work that in?
Sure. If this turns out the way I hope it does, I'd be happy to work this
one. Okay. All right. We have another Drake line for you. Here's another line from a Drake song.
Yeah, I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
I thought he said dada. He didn't say dada. He just said my dad and my mom.
My bed.
My bed.
Oh, my bed. Okay, yeah. I only love my bed. What did you say? Give it to me again. Let me hear it.
Yeah, I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Joe, we actually found out a way to put Joe in it, DBJ, because Joe's talking, big 30-yard run by Travis Homer. Don't you love it, DBJ? I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry, Joe.
And then Joe can say, God's plan.
He will die if I drop that on him.
I'm going to give that to Joe. So you work that line in, Joe will be locked and loaded with God's plan.
Yeah, give him one. He needs to be in on this.
I only love my bed and my mom, Joe. I'm sorry. But the whole sorry.
Right, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There
I
we go.
I love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. I'm
right.
Sorry.
This woman.
Na-na-na-na-na. Yes.
This woman was on Ellen. We knew she was going to be on Ellen. She's the karaoke singer from the park that we've been trying to get you now to do the line for 3 weeks.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
She's the white Missy Elliott. If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
It'll get in there.
All
it
right.
It may not get in there when you want it.
She was on Ellen. Ellen yesterday doing the song, and Missy Elliott came out and surprised her.
Oh, God. So wait, am I going to have Missy Elliott show up in Toledo?
I'm just saying now's the time. Like, it's got like 50 million views on ElenTube. This is the time.
Put that one on top.
Oh, he's going in. He's going in.
Put that one on top.
He's a competitor, baby. He's a competitor.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. That's going to be in tomorrow and Saturday's broadcast.
Put it on top.
With swagger, he said. Put it on top. All right, Don Bailey Jr., you will hear Canes and Rockets. It's a noon kickoff. That means the pregame starts at 8 a.m. with Alex Dono, and you will hear it all right here on 560 WQAM. DBJ, always a pleasure.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You have a great broadcast on Saturday. I can't wait. Don Bailey Jr. there. All right, we got to take a quick break. Went long with him. We always do. Went long. Quick break. We come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.